Shalom. So, Shavuos is coming. Baruch Hashem. We survived together this crazy time period, and here we are in Erev Chag. And if you're like me, you're feeling a little bit unprepared. Yeah, we counted, Baruch Hashem, 49 days. And you must be thinking, what am I going to take upon myself? How do I reconnect to the Torah? How do I feel the special energy? But we have to have emuna that whether we are ready or not, Shavuos is happening. It's coming upon us. It's like we're just jumping in the mikvah, regardless of how prepared we are. And this is a mincha chadasha laHashem. We're giving a new offering to Hashem, and we're re-entering the covenant with Hashem. This whole time period is considered an erusin, an engagement time for the Jewish people between Pesach and Shavuot. So that means tonight is the wedding. God held the mountain over the Jewish people for that first wedding, and tonight is the wedding. According to Chassidut, we know that it's not just that we received the Torah, you know, all those thousands of years ago, but tonight, mamish, is man matan Torateinu, is the time of receiving of the Torah, where all the lights are coming down from the heavens, and we want to receive it. We want to get that energy. We want to reconnect as great as we can. We want to be able to really feel in od milvado, there's nothing except Hashem. That is the goal of Yontif. Okay, so how do we do that? So I don't know, but I'm going to throw three ideas out there based on the advice of the Netivot Shalom and other Hasidic masters. The first is daven for it. We can't get anything without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and especially when it comes to spiritual matters. We need to ask Hashem that we should have our chelek in Torah. Today is the wedding day, right? And the wedding day, the woman gets gifts. Whatever she asks from the king is granted. So tonight's a great night to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev used to scream like fire, break down the heavens to have reconnect to Hashem and really feel inod milvado, to take down all the barriers. And he was zeicha to many enlightenments, to lights that were coming down. And then I just say there, so don't forget to daven down the Kedusha. That's tip number one. Especially to our connection to Hashem and to Torah specifically. Ten chalkeinu b'tayidatecha. Kachin m'tayidatecha v'ten chalkeinu b'tayidatecha. Have special intentions when you say that in your Shemona Esrei tonight, in your Amidah. Second piece of advice is, of course, learn. The Halakha Arizal brought down that if you spend all night learning and you spend every moment learning Torah, it's like a guarantee that your year will be smooth. You won't have obstacles. So take advantage of this amazing gift that Hashem is giving us called Leil Shavuot, and use every minute tonight, whether you're staying up all night or you're going to bed and waking up early so you can learn better tomorrow. Stay up, steig. And really take it seriously, whether you're learning alone or you're in Israel and you can learn outside with others. Take tonight seriously. It's an amazing opportunity to learn Torah. And finally, nullify your ego to be biyachad with Am Yisrael, to be together with the Jewish people. We can only really get that state of Kedusha, to be a mamlachat kohanim, when we're one with the Jewish people. Maybe that's why there's this minhag, take your fruits and to go to the Beis HaMikdash, or nowadays to go to the Kotel. Fortunately, it might be a little harder to get to the Kotel this year. But the idea in Shavuos is if we want to re-enter into the covenant, we need to kind of nullify our own personal will and join biyachad ba'ava with Am Yisrael. So whatever that means in your own personal avoda, if it's davening, it's you know, letting things go and letting ego go, and instead go into a place of bittul, nullification. Perhaps that's why there's a custom to go to the mikvah, and a state of kind of tmimut, in order to receive the light. So those are a little bit of advice that I am giving myself to really feel something special this Shavuot. I bless you guys. Have a super joyous Shavuot here at the Simcha Center. If anyone is in Nachlot or Rechavia, you're welcome to come to our midnight shiur in the park. And for everyone else, Chag Sameach, Hashem should bless you with a Chag full of joy, and he should open up our hearts to know how we can be more strongly connected to the Torah in a whole new way. Good Yom Tov, good Shabbos.